I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Throughout the Arab world, Christian television reaches thousands of people with the gospel. At Sat7's broadcast headquarters in Cyprus, InterServe is sharing some of their staff with Sat7 to help launch new programming. InterServe's John Kennedy says the partnership is furthering Sat7's reach.
They've actually now broadened their footprint outside of the Arabic language to also begin doing programming for the Iranian Farsi speakers as well as Turkish speakers.
It's making a difference, and Kennedy says the staff are doing a tremendous work despite the challenges. Meanwhile, a quarter century ago, Open Doors delivered 1 million complete Chinese Bibles by boat to Chinese Christians awaiting the secret meeting on shore. Called Project Pearl, Chinese believers circulated the Bibles across the nation, at times paying for the illegal activity with their lives. Although the government often tried to halt the distribution by destroying the Bibles or throwing them away, it's evident they failed to stop it. Project Pearl Bibles have been seen in virtually every province of the country. And this summer, 10,000 university students involved with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship will experience the unforgettable as they go through training camps and urban and global projects. InterVarsity's Scott Wilson says it's about investing in the future. That, in turn, says Wilson, will transform university campuses.
We're really hoping for these students that as they are in these experiences, that they get a new vision of what God is calling them to, that they understand God's mission in the world more completely and more fully, and that they come back to campus ready to work that out in the environment in which they live.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.